Yes, go for it.
And you know what? Jerry Ann was a corrections officer at the Shawnee County Jail.
Yes.
Yeah. And amazingly, this is so shocking to me because everybody I know who's had to do a job like that mm-hmm. had to get tased or maced or something. And it didn't happen for you, huh?
Nope.
Stooks in the morning. Stooks in the morning. Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how she did get maced. I was trained as a security guard.
Yeah.
We had to get maced.
Told you.
I think it's because we didn't carry it.
Because you didn't carry mace?
Yeah.
Well, see, they told us the reason we had to be maced with it is because we had to know what it felt like. So if we needed to use it, we would be afraid to use it.
But she's saying since she didn't get the opportunity to have it in the first place, but yeah. Don't some of the other guards have mace?
Just the sergeants.
Let's say there's some kind of tussle or whatever, and then everyone comes charging to your rescue. And then they have to break out the mace. Guess what? Mace in the eye, and you have no tolerance for it because you haven't been trained.
Well, that sucks to be me then.
Seriously. I would think so. I think that's pretty weak that you haven't been trained for
well,
that.
Let's just go get some mace and you can mace me.
Well, I don't know. I think everyone's listening, you know, to the show the last week and a half, and mm-hmm. they're thinking, wow, this Jerry Ann must be some kind of real badass. She was a prison guard, jail corrections officer, which still sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then they find out that you don't even go through the training that they would expect.
I've been through all the training that they had me go through, but...
Which was what? I mean, what'd you do? Puzzles?
No, I had to... yeah,
puzzles. Put these puzzles together. Okay.
Well, the training... The hiring Sorry. Process was actually worse than the actual training.
Oh. Why would they do then?
You had to do like...
Bounce, it's a bow.
You had...
Hey, warden. Sorry.
You had to run and stuff, and then you had to take a polygraph, which was actually kind of scary.
I bet you that's cool. They ask you anything sensitive or not?
Not really, because I really haven't done anything, but...
Okay, so they're not naming off any lines then, accessories or anything?
No.
Have you seen this before?
They did ask me if I've had sexual relations with a minor. I was like, no.
Ouch, that would have been rough.
Yeah.
Anything that you failed that you were like, wait a minute, I...
No, well, see, I kind of didn't do anything, but still when you think about... Like, they ask you really, like, have you ever lied to someone that put their trust in you? And you're like,
what?
Well, who does that? I mean...
So they just get into your head.
Yeah.
But there wasn't really any physical abuse or anything?
No.
Jeez. Disappointing.
I get enough of that here.
I thought that was verbal abuse.
Yeah. I was going to say, wait a minute. It's like I have a club in here or something, and off the air, it's like, damn it, Jerry Ann!